History Maker Focus Number 3. Personal Mastery Practice. The billionaire walked his two students past the expansive terrace that offered delightful views of the ocean, around to the front of his house. A black SUV shimmered in the driveway as the rays of the morning sun washed over it. "Where are we going?" asked the entrepreneur. "Well, I promised you both at that dramatic meeting we had at the conference that you would swim with the dolphins if you came to visit me in Mauritius. So, I'm delivering on my promise. We're going to the western part of the island, to a small seaside village called Flikonflak. Two young and delightful dudes are waiting there for us. They're skilled at finding where the dolphins are. Get ready to be blown away by what you're about to experience, my friends. This will be unforgettable for you." The SUV was soon veering through the charming pocket-sized towns that surrounded the compound of the industrialist and rolling onto a perfectly kept highway. The billionaire sat in the front with his driver, asking about his children, his latest fascinations, and his aspirations for the future. Throughout the journey, Mr. Riley would ask a thoughtful question, then lean back and listen carefully. One could see he was a man of towering depth, with a mammoth heart. As the vehicle eased up to a lovely harbor graced by a sandy beach, a few white cottages, a quaint fish restaurant, and many aging boats moored in the water, a rooster proudly sang his morning anthem, and the miraculous sight of a double rainbow unfolded across the magnificent blue sky. Two young fishermen greeted the billionaire with hugs. The group then set off into the vast Indian Ocean, searching for a school of dolphins they could swim and play with. The song "Strength of a Woman" by Jamaican singer Shaggy blasted from an inexpensive speaker roughly installed into the side of the boat with gray duct tape. The spray coming off the motorboat as it struck the waves soaked the faces of the billionaire, the entrepreneur, and the artist, making them giggle like children dancing in puddles left after the rain. After a few attempts, dolphins were spotted swimming jubilantly in a small cove surrounded by soaring cliffs, the kind you'd see along the Pacific Coast Highway in California. The way those creatures rejoiced as they glided through the ocean would make you feel as if there were 1,000 of them in that little inlet, but there were only about 11 or so. The billionaire threw on a diving mask and quickly slipped into the water from a platform at the back of the motorboat. "Come on, cats," he said excitedly. "Let's go." The entrepreneur went in next, her eyes alive and her heart beating with an elation she hadn't accessed since her youth. Her breathing sounded shallow and rapid through her snorkel. It sounded like whoosh, whoosh. The artist followed, doing a belly flop off the end of the boat. Guided by one of the young fishermen, who was wearing surf shorts with a colorful tropical print and sporting rubber shoes, the three adventurers frolicked with the dolphins as they swam smoothly just below the water's surface. When the dolphins descended, so did their three euphoric companions. When they would twirl around, so would the members of the 5 a.m. club. When they would flirt with one another, so would the entrepreneur and the artist. The experience only lasted about 15 minutes, but it was miraculous.
"That was unbelievable,"
exuded the artist breathlessly as he emerged from the water and struggled to get back into the boat from the small stage near the motor. "One of the most amazing experiences of my life," gushed the entrepreneur as she kissed him lavishly. The billionaire soon surfaced. He was hooting with laughter.
"Boy, that was a blast."
On returning to the harbor, the morning mentoring class resumed on the beach, next to a pile of stones that locals used for barbecuing fish. The double rainbow remained extended across the sweeping sky. The billionaire lifted a hand toward the heavens. Four white doves appeared abruptly, out of nowhere. Then a cluster of pink and yellowish butterflies sailed by.
"Good,"
announced the tycoon as he stared at them. After letting out a few throaty coughs that also seemed to come out of nowhere, he proceeded to point to the third area of the four focuses of History Makers model he'd been walking his two students through on this particular day. It had "Personal Mastery Practice" printed on it.
"What are we talking about here?" wondered the artist,
his dreadlocks dripping, and his thick tattooed arms around the entrepreneur to keep her warm. She was shivering. "Training the best parts of you," was the straightforward reply. Remember the Spartan warrior credo that the Spellbinder shared at the seminar? Sweat more in practice, bleed less in war. Well, the quality of your morning practice determines the caliber of your daily performance. Battles are won in the early light of intense training, when no one's watching. Victories occur before warriors walk onto the field. Triumph belongs to the one who prepares the most. It's obvious that if you want to be the best in the world at business or art or chess, or as a designer, or as a mechanic, or as a manager, you need to put in enormous amounts of practice time to advance your expertise. Specifically, a performer must invest at least 2 hours and 44 minutes of daily improvement on their chosen skill for 10 years. As preeminent psychologist Anders Ericsson of Florida State University has taught us through his groundbreaking research, this is the minimum viable amount of practice required for the first signs of genius to appear within any domain. Yet so few of us think of the importance of putting what amounts to 10,000 hours of training into becoming better human beings. And that's why so few among us unlock that code, which, once cracked, liberates our sovereign selves with all the wisdom, creativity, bravery, love, and inner peace that comes with that manifestation. It's only when we improve that our lives improve. Know what I mean? What I'm suggesting to you two is that you need to practice advancing toward personal mastery daily, just as we must dedicate ourselves to any other skill we seek to be world-class at. Fortify and bulletproof, and nourish the core dimensions of your inner life. And trust me, you'll times 100 your life. Everything you do in your outer world is an absolute consequence of what's happening within you. This is where you need to do the real morning preparation. Then you'll walk out in the world every day, thinking, feeling, and producing at levels that make you unconquerable. You owe this gift to yourself. "I've never believed much in self-improvement before the Spellbinders Conference," stated the entrepreneur flatly. "It's never seemed real to me." "Have you ever tried it? I mean, seriously practiced it over an extended period of time?" asked the billionaire firmly. Yet another dove flew overhead, and when the mogul glanced up at the sun, it almost appeared that the clouds parted. "Not really," admitted the entrepreneur. "Until now, until I joined the 5 a.m. club." "Okay, good. So let's keep going. Here's the key," said the billionaire. "During your victory hour, from 5 to 6 a.m. each morning, concentrate on upgrading what the Spellbinder calls the four interior empires. This will be the smartest and sometimes the most difficult work you will ever do in your life, deeply working on you, cultivating the four central inner arenas that I'll walk you through in a moment, is your golden key to transformation. It won't be easy, I need to reinforce that, but it will be totally worth it." "Why?" wondered the entrepreneur. She'd stopped shaking from the cold water of the Indian Ocean, but the artist still held her. His dreadlocks still dripped, and the renegade rooster still crowed. "Because inner empires need to be unfolded up to world class before you'll ever see outer ones, and your fortune always follows your fearlessness. Powerful inside cats, your influence in the world mirrors the glory, nobility, vitality, and luminosity you've accessed in yourself. Very few people in this time of superficiality and human creatures behaving like artificial machines remember this essential life truth. External always expresses internal. Without always reflects within. Your creativity, productivity, prosperity, performance, and impact on the planet are always a sublime expression of what's going on inside of you. For example, if you lack faith in your ability to get your ambitions done, you'll never achieve them. If you don't feel deserving of abundance, you'll never do what's required to realize it. And if your drive to capitalize on your genius is weak, your fire to train is dim, and your stamina to optimize is low, It's clear you'll never take flight into the rare air of outright mastery and realize domain dominance. External always expresses internal. And to experience empires in your outer life, you need to develop your inner ones first, reinforced the billionaire. He started to sip from a bottle of green-colored liquid that one of the fishermen had given him when he hopped out of the motorboat. If you looked very closely at the text printed on the glass, you'd read these words of Mahatma Gandhi: "The only devils in the world are those running in our own hearts. That is where the battle should be fought." As you consistently increase the inherent power inside you, Mr. Riley continued, you'll actually begin to see an alternate reality, flush with gorgeous opportunity and luxurious possibility. You'll play in a universe of the marvelous that members of the majority can't even perceive, because their eyes are blinded by doubt, disbelief, and fear. Greatness is an inside game, the billionaire affirmed as he drew yet another learning model into the sand. You'll find the four interior empires diagram reproduced on the enhancement.
Okay, let's go granular on this framework so you cats have a high and ultra-clear awareness of what aspects of your inner life to improve during your victory hour. I'll provide you with the complete morning routine to run soon when I teach the 20-20-20 formula. For now, please just know that there are four interior empires to train, cultivate, and iterate before the sun comes up. Mindset, heartset, healthset, and soulset. Together, these four private arenas form the foundation of the true primal power that rests inside every human being alive today. Most of us have disowned and discredited this formidable force as we've spent our days pursuing things outside ourselves. But we all have this profound and illustrious capacity within us. And the best time to optimize your four interior empires is from 5 to 6 a.m. That's the most special time of the day. Own your morning and you'll elevate your life, encouraged the tycoon.
Oh, a question? What if I only want to do this 5 days a week and take weekends off? How strict is this whole 5 a.m. method? Asked the entrepreneur. An ancient dog shuffled by, and the song Occhi by Italian music legend Zucchero could be heard playing from the fish restaurant. You would probably have found that part of the scene quite strange, but it really did happen this way.
It's your life. Do what fits you best and feels right to you. What I'm revealing is the information the Spellbinder shared with me. It caused me to make my fortune and helped me find a consummate sense of daily joy and ongoing peace. Really, all of this gave me personal freedom. Apply it all in whatever way works for your values, aspirations, and lifestyle. Yet also know that part-time commitment truly does deliver part-time results, stated the billionaire as he turned to catch a fly with his fist.
Could you please go deeper into the four interior empires? The entrepreneur asked. This piece you're teaching us will really help me become a lot stronger in my fight with those investors and get even more of my hope, happiness, and confidence back. I haven't told you this, but over these past days since I met you, I've been applying so much of what you've been so generous to share with us. As I'm sure you saw, at first I resisted a lot of the Spellbinder's philosophies. I really didn't want to go to his seminar, you know, but at least I was open to his and your teachings. Desperately open. I love life, you know, and I now plan to live a long time.
Good, the artist said as he picked up a heart-shaped seashell and placed it tenderly into a palm of the entrepreneur.
He closed her fingers around it and pressed her hand to his chest. I'm already noticing some significant improvements, the entrepreneur went on. By rising at 5, I feel more focused, less stressed, more secure, and way more energetic. I have a larger sense of perspective over all the aspects of my life. I'm becoming more grateful for all the positive in my world, a lot less concerned with the attack on my company, and a lot more excited about my future. Look, those investors are bad guys, and I'm not ready to handle them yet. I will, though.
but the fear I felt around the whole thing and the dark sense of hopelessness about it all, well, that's faded.
Neato, said the billionaire,
using the vintage slang of hipsters of a bygone era. He then changed his t-shirt on the beach. The SUV had returned, and the driver was parked directly in front of the seafood restaurant.
And you're wise, the billionaire added. All this information is priceless.
But as you're finding, it's the ceaseless practice and daily application of it that will make you a heroic human being and an inspirational leader in business and a worldwide uplifter of many. And I congratulate you for letting go of your past. No one's suggesting you act irresponsibly and not deal with the issue you're facing at your firm. But your past is a place to be learned from, not a home to be lived in.
The three friends climbed into the waiting vehicle, and it pushed ahead to return to the estate of the eclectic host.
So, let's talk more about this learning model, because it is so crucial to your success and happiness, the billionaire commented as the SUV sailed along. Many gurus speak of mindset. They teach the importance of installing the psychology of possibility. To use Harvard psychologist Ellen Langer's phrase, they coach you to think optimistic thoughts every day. These teachers tell you that your thinking forms your reality, and that by improving your mind, you'll improve your life. For sure, calibrating your mindset is an essential move to make toward the personal mastery that will then lead to a legendary outer reality. Yet, the billionaire continued, and it's incredibly important that you two understand this because most people don't, the Spellbinder taught me that elevating your mindset, the first of the four interior empires, is only 25% of the personal mastery equation.
Seriously? The artist asked. I always thought that our thinking determines everything, that there wasn't much more to it than that. The whole change your thinking and you'll change your life, and your attitude determines your altitude kind of thing.
Look, said the billionaire, it's definitely true that your deepest beliefs drive your daily behavior. You know I believe that. And you know I also agree that the way you perceive the world drives the way you perform in it. Yet, a superbly developed mindset without a magnificently purified heart set is a hollow triumph. Just working on your mindset will never deliver the fullness of your sovereignty and fully express your resident genius, the industrialist said with great clarity.
I think I'm getting you, noted the artist with a grin the size of Mount Kilimanjaro. Charles Bukowski said, stop insisting on clearing your head. Clear your heart instead.
He was right, agreed the billionaire as he relaxed deeper into his rich leather seat in the SUV.
So help me understand exactly what heart set is, asked the entrepreneur. She was watching a group of school kids running in a playground with unsparing exhilaration. Her thoughts drifted to her childhood.
Heart set is your emotional life. Even with battle-proofed beliefs and the distinguished thinking of a world-class mindset, you won't win if your heart is full of anger, sadness, disappointment, resentment, and fear. Just think about it. How can you produce amazing work and realize astonishing results if toxic feelings are weighing you down? It seems like everyone's talking about building a healthy and undefeatable mindset these days. You hear it everywhere. But no one's speaking of heart set, or health set and soul set. All four of these interior empires must be polished beautifully through morning practice for you to know the awe-inspiring power that lurks within you. And it's only when you grow and deepen your relationship with this natural authority that exists at your core that you can ascend into the company of the virtuosos and the gods. As you elevate your four interior empires, you'll begin to achieve success in the external world at a level you've never believed you could achieve, and more elegantly than you've ever imagined. It's as if you've developed the capabilities of a magic worker. You start to increase the power of others by your very presence. An improbable yet consistently reliable stream of miracles will infuse your common hours, and a prolific joyfulness born of brilliant accomplishment and worldwide service will come to you as life's reward for the admirable ways you've behaved.
Mr. Riley looked out of the vehicle's window. He then continued his discourse.
So many of us know what we should do mentally, but nothing extraordinary ever happens because our emotional life remains a mess. We stay stuck in the past. We haven't forgiven the unforgiven. We've repressed all those unhealthy emotions from all that has hurt us. Sigmund Freud wrote that unexpressed emotions will never die. They are buried alive, and they will come forth later in uglier ways. And we wonder why our attempts at positive thinking aren't working. What I'm sharing with you explains why so many self-improvement books don't lead to lasting evolution, and why so few conferences make an enduring difference. Our intellectual intentions are good. We really wish to become brighter producers and better people. But we merely get the information at the level of thought. And then we sabotage our lofty aspirations with the residue of our broken hearts. So nothing shifts. So nothing increases. So nothing transforms. If you want to experience exponential growth and unparalleled performance, you need to dial in a masterful mindset, but also repair, rebuild, and reinforce a winning heart set, so that all the dark and toxic emotion from your past pains are cleared out, released, and cleansed and purified forever. And so your heart, once hardened by life's trials, reopens in all its noble glory. Amazing insights, the entrepreneur acknowledged. But how exactly do I do this during my victory hour from 5 to 6 a.m.? You'll learn how to implement the 5 a.m. method in the near future, the billionaire replied. You two cats are becoming open enough and strong enough to embrace the 20-20-20 formula soon. And like I suggested, since we've hung together, your lives will never be the same once you know and run it. The 20-20-20 formula is an absolute game changer. For now, please just understand that a great mindset with a poor heart set is a giant reason good people end up dissolving their attempts at greatness. Oh, added the billionaire, I should also mention that working on your heart set isn't only about removing negative emotions that have built up from life's frustrations, disappointments, and burdens. It's also about amplifying the healthy ones. That's why part of your morning routine needs to have a gratitude practice as part of it, to feed your sense of awe and fuel your reservoirs of exuberance.
Love it, said the artist. Profound what you're sharing, brother. Revolutionary, I'll admit, he emphasized.
Yes, absolutely. And so the Spellbinder taught me to do some profound work on my heart set each morning, during my victory hour. Yet here's the thing. Even upgrading your heart set along with growing your mindset before the first rays of the sun display themselves still means you're only doing 50% of the personal mastery work required to materialize the interior empires that will yield the outer empires of your highest wishes. After mindset and heart set, you also need to fortify your health set each morning.
New word for me, observed the entrepreneur. Health set, I like it.
Well, this one speaks to your physical dimension, explained the billionaire, as the SUV passed one of the many tea plantations in Mauritius. One of the main elements of your rise to legendary is longevity. Here's a quick tip if you want to lead your field and experience continuous escalations of your eminence. Do not die. You'll never become a titan of your industry and an icon who makes history if you're dead.
Both the entrepreneur and the artist grinned as the billionaire began to clap vigorously, apparently as happy as a family of squirrels playing in a forest on hearing his own words.
But I am being serious. Beautiful things happen once you commit seriously to peak fitness and go hard on cheating aging. Just imagine living an extra few decades and staying ultra healthy as you do so. That's another few decades to refine your craft, to grow into an even more influential leader, to produce work that's radical artistry, to compound your prosperity and to build a luminous legacy that will enrich all of humanity. Epic producers and great leaders understand that you just can't rise to mastery without leveraging and then armor plating your vitality. Every day's just dramatically better with some exercise in it. I need to say that again because it's so essential to a life amazingly lived. Every day is just dramatically better with some exercise in it. And few things feel as good as getting uber fit. I guess what I'm offering to you is that Health Set is all about dialing in your physical dimension so your brain is operating at its highest level of cognition, and so your energy is igniting, and so your stress is dissolving, and so your joy is expanding. Getting really healthy and ultra fit worked wonders for my business, you know? The billionaire paused. He drew his hands together, as is the custom in India, where people say namaste, which is Sanskrit for I bow to the divine in you. And that brings me to Soul Set, ladies and gentlemen. I have learned that every single one of us has an unstained spirit and spotless soulfulness that rests at our very center. Most of the world is uninterested in whispers from and the requirements of the soul. As a race, we've neglected that portion of ourselves that is most wise, wonderful, and eternal. The majority, programmed by society, is all about getting the goods that will boost popularity, gaining validation and social currency from their selfies, and accomplishing popular results that will give them legitimacy. However, feeding your spirit daily is the activity of genuine leadership royalty. And tell me, Mr. Riley, when you refer to Soul Set, what exactly are you speaking of? Inquired the entrepreneur, clearly making steady progress as a student of the Spellbinder's teachings. She also appeared more present, strong, and free than at any time since the artist had met her.
Yeah, I'm not clear either, brother, mentioned the artist sincerely, as he too reclined in his seat, as the chauffeur navigated the vehicle up the winding driveway of the tycoon's home. More butterflies floated by. The double rainbow remained transfixed in the sky. The billionaire peered at it and then went on.
There is no exquisite beauty without some strangeness in the proportions, observed the billionaire, as he waved to his gardeners and stuck his tongue out at a frog. The English poet Christopher Marlowe said that, and dude, he was speaking some truth there. Anywho, to help you understand the fourth interior empire, please allow me to bring this learning all together by simply saying that since mindset is all about your psychology, and heartset is all about your emotionality, and healthset relates to your physiology, soulset refers to your spirituality. That's it. Nothing mystical, really. Nothing religious. Nothing voodoo or freaky.
Go deeper, please, pressed the entrepreneur. You're reordering my perception with all of these points.
Well, it's all the Spellbinder's work, not mine. Kindly remember that. Anywho, my encouragement is to become a devout spiritualist. And just so that term doesn't spook you and shut you down to this education, all I mean to say is spend some time in the quietude of the early morning to make the return to the courage, conviction, and compassion within you. All I'm encouraging is that you soar with the angels of your highest nature and dance with the gods of your most precious talents for a little time before sunrise, as a tribute to what's most wise and true within you. Only then will you begin to know and understand the Shangri-Las of greatness and nirvanas of light that inhabit your sovereign self. Soul Set is all about remembering who you truly are. The sages, saints, and seers of history all rose at dawn to forge even weightier bonds with the hero we all have at our cores. Insecurity, scarcity, selfishness, and unhappiness are all children of fear. These characteristics were taught to you. They sure aren't your natural state. After we are born, we begin the departure from our spiritual power and descend into more of what this damaged world wants us to be. We become more about acquiring, hoarding, and comparing instead of creating, helping, and adventuring. Awake human beings work on elevating their soul set in the serene hours before daybreak, in the sanctuary of solitude, silence, and stillness. Through hope-filled contemplation of the finest version of yourself, without errors in your character, by marvelous meditation on how you wish to show up during the day ahead,
by thoughtful consideration of the quickness of life and the suddenness of the exit, and by rich reflections on what gifts you aim to materialize, so you leave the world in better shape than you encountered it on your birth. These are some of the ways you can raise your soul set game. Yes, continued the billionaire, the vulnerability of his open-hearted delivery displaying itself even more potently in his now soft voice. You too have a brave, loving, and wildly powerful hero at your foundation. I know to most people this idea sounds crazy, but it is truth that I speak. And by spending some time on your soul set during your victory hour, you'll improve your awareness of, and relationship with, this most magnificent part of you. So you are consistently serving society instead of gratifying the ego hungers of your smaller self. And with better daily awareness of our mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set, we'll make the better daily choices that will guarantee better daily results, right? Pronounced the entrepreneur, reciting the three-step success formula she discovered in an earlier mentoring session. Precisely, applauded the billionaire. Exactly, he added, nodding his head. And please, always stay sincere to what's most important in a life greatly lived, pleaded the billionaire. Be not seduced by the superficialities that suffocate the human spirit and divorce us from the best within us. He pulled a thin wallet out of a front pocket and read the words of Tolstoy from a tattered piece of paper that had been folded in a sleeve. Here's what you would have heard him say in his raspy yet dignified voice if you were in that SUV with them. A quiet, secluded life in the country with the possibility of being useful to people to whom it is easy to do good and who are not accustomed to have it done to them? Then work which one hopes may be of some use. Then rest, nature, books, music, love for one's neighbor. Such is my idea of happiness. The three companions were now standing outside the magnate's house. An owl was perched on a lemon tree. It hooted terrifically as it saw the billionaire. He replied with a simple wave. Nice to see you, buddy, the billionaire said. What took you so long to come home? History maker focus number 4. Day stacking. Remember that each of your prized days represents your precious life in miniature, the billionaire observed. As you live each day, so you craft your life. We all are so focused on pursuing our futures that we generally ignore the exceedingly important value of a single day. And yet what we are doing today is creating our future. It's like that sailboat over there, expounded Mr. Riley, pointing to a watercraft off in the distance. A few navigational shifts, seemingly irrelevant and infinitesimal, when done consistently over a long voyage, make the difference between ending up in breathtaking Brazil or fantastic Japan. All you need to do to pretty much guarantee a hugely successful and splendidly meaningful life is own the day. Make those 1% course corrections and improvements over each 24-hour allotment you receive, and these days will slip into weeks, and your weeks into months, and your months will slip into your years. The Spellbinder called such daily personal and professional optimizations micro-wins. Enhancing anything in your day, ranging from your morning routine to a thought pattern to a business skill to a personal relationship, by only 1%, delivers at least a 30%, yes, 30% elevation only a month from starting. Stay with the program, and in just 1 year, the pursuit you've been focusing on has elevated 365% at least. The main point I'm making here is concentrate monomaniacally on creating great days, and they'll stack into a gorgeous life. Small daily, seemingly insignificant improvements, when done consistently over time, yield staggering results, reinforced the entrepreneur, recalling one of the brain tattoos she'd been schooled in during this magical adventure. Yes, declared the billionaire cheerfully, as he stretched and then touched his toes while whispering to himself, life is good,
and I must help these two kind souls become great before it's too late. Here's the real takeaway, the billionaire carried on. Elite producers and everyday heroes understand that what you do each day matters far more than what you do once in a while. Consistency really is a key ingredient of mastery, and regularity is a necessity if you're amped to make history.
In that moment, the entrepreneur's attention was stolen by her phone as the screen lit up. Stunningly, the following words showed up in lettering that resembled blood dripping, leaving her trembling and shaken. A killer is coming.
Baby, what's up? Asked the artist, revealing more of the growing intimacy of their relationship.
Yes, what happened?
Wondered the billionaire on seeing the ghost white face of the entrepreneur.
It's,
she sputtered. She fell to her knees, in a flower bed close to where the chauffeur had parked the SUV. Almost as quickly, she stood up again. It's another death threat. They're telling me someone is on the way to kill me. The investors again, pushing me to leave the firm.
Guess what, guys? The entrepreneur said, pivoting into a posture of high confidence and mighty defiance.
I'm not leaving. I built this company. I love what I do. I would do anything for my team. Our products are incredible, and growing the enterprise has given me great fulfillment. I'm ready to fight them. Let's go. Bring it on, I say.
It's being handled, murmured the billionaire,
echoing what he'd said at his beach on first learning about the situation.
Just stay fully present to the teaching you're learning and this special opportunity of being a new member of the 5 a.m. Club. Keep having a blast here with me in Mauritius. Continue this little love story unfolding between you and my tattooed friend over here, smiled the billionaire, and keep strengthening the awareness of your natural power as a leader, performer, and human being. I'm really happy to see your progress. You already seem braver, lighter, and much more peaceful. Good on you.
Getting up at 5 a.m. is getting easier as each day passes, the entrepreneur said, feeling comforted and sounding composed. The insights you're sharing are valuable. I'm growing a lot. I can't wait to go granular on how to make the habit stick and learn the 20-20-20 formula so I know exactly what to do during my victory hour. I've been practicing some yoga and walking along the sea in the darkness before the sun comes up. Yet I'd love some help on a more specific ritual. I know you have one, but the philosophy so far has been remarkably helpful.
The precise methodology is coming soon. At this point, I simply want you to know that the concept I've just shared with you both is called the Day Stacking Foundation. Winning definitely does start at your beginning. Own your morning, and the quality of your day rises exponentially, which in turn upgrades the caliber of your life exceptionally. You'll be so much more energetic, productive, confident, excellent, happy, and serene, even on the most difficult of days, when you calibrate the front end of it. Okay, now you two go and have an amazing day together. I love the words of the poet John Keats, who wrote, I almost wish we were butterflies and lived but 3 summer days. 3 such days with you I could fill with more delight than 50 common years could ever contain. Pretty great, right?
Totally, voiced the artist,
as he tugged on 3 dreadlocks, patted his stomach, and then laced up a black combat boot.
Totally agree.
And what time should we meet tomorrow, cool cats? Inquired the billionaire,
with a look that confirmed he was quite sure of the answer.
5 a.m., the entrepreneur and the artist replied enthusiastically, in unison.